You're listening to SBS News.
The Vatican had months to prepare its official response to the conviction of George Pell. It didn't amount to total condemnation, and it contained plenty of reservation. Holy See spokesperson Alessandra Gisotti was tasked with reading the statement to the world's media.
This is painful news that, as we are well aware, has shocked many people, not only in Australia. We have the utmost respect for the Australian judicial authorities. Out of this respect, we await the outcome of the appeals process, recalling that Cardinal Pell maintains his innocence and has the right to defend himself until the last stage of appeal.
Pope Francis has already taken measures against Pell, a ban on saying Mass in public and having any contact with minors. The church says those restrictions will continue. But abuse victim advocates believe there's no reason the Pope can't remove the Cardinal from his prestigious Vatican position now. Anne Barrett Doyle is a co-director of bishopaccountability.org, a website that tracks priests accused or convicted of child abuse.
This is a matter of whether a man who has been documented not only to be ruthless towards victims, to have covered up for abusers, but now is convicted of child sex crimes himself, is he still worthy to hold the third most powerful post in the Roman Catholic Church?
But many within Vatican walls think he is. There are some bishops who don't accept the jury's verdict and believe the cardinal is a victim of a witch hunt. Francis Rocker covers the Vatican for the Wall Street Journal.
And around here, people love conspiracy theories. So you even hear people say, oh, well, who knows? Maybe he was getting too close to something on the financial front and somebody rigged this. The dropping of the second trial encourages them in their skepticism and sort of reassures them that maybe this is not true.
Still in Rome after last week's Child Protection Summit, the Archbishop of Brisbane said he would pray for abuse victims, but also noted that Pell's legal process is far from over.
The bishops agree that everyone should be equal under the law. And we respect the Australian legal system. The same legal system that delivered the verdict will now consider the appeal that the Cardinal's legal team has lodged.
Vatican insiders believe that if the appeal fails, Pell could find himself dismissed from the clerical state. The Pope had promised a new era of transparency and accountability when it comes to child abuse and those who cover it up. The case of George Pell could be the first real test of that commitment. At the Vatican, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.